William Harrison.
Hi, is this William?
Yes.
Hey, this is Shaw over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Is it Joe?
Ja. Ja. J-I-A.
J-I-A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, just wanted to give you a call. It looks like you were interested in our working capital program.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have.
Sure.
Okay. Is your DBA name also William Harrison Enterprises?
William T. Harrison Enterprises,
oh.
LLC.
LLC, okay. Enterprises, LLC, perfect. And how long have you been in business for?
Well, I'm a snow and ice management contractor, and I've been doing this for 38 years. I've been in LLC for the past 4 years.
Okay. So time in business is 38 years, became LLC 4 years ago.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And are you the 100% owner over there?
I am.
Okay. All right. And then I have a, what's the physical address for your business?
It's 500 Brown Street.
Brown Street. Okay.
Washington Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
20880.
Okay. Perfect.
Now, that's our physical address. It's not our mailing address because our little town here does not get mail delivery.
Oh, okay. Is it the P.O. Box?
Yes, P.O. Box 9. And the rest of the information is the same.
Mm-hmm. P.O. Box 9 for billing. For mailing. And is the 500 Brown the billing?
No.
And the physical?
Well, the 500 Brown's the physical. The P.O.
Okay.
Box 9 is for mailing address.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Sure. As I said, I'm a snow and ice management contractor. The rest of the year, I really don't do much. We, you know, try to build the business some through the rest of the year. As far as doing anything else like landscaping or concrete or roofing, we don't do anything like that. So all our income comes seasonally, generally from December through April. The money we are looking to expand. And this past winter we did $800,000 gross.
Okay.
And $600,000 of that is guaranteed money if it snows or not on a from a seasonal contract with the U.S. Postal Service. I have three more years to go on that contract, and I just met with them last week, and it's sounding like they'd like to give me anywhere from another $100,000 to $200,000 worth of work onto this contract.
Okay. Nice. And that's the extra $100,000 to $200,000 is for the winter time between December and April too. So this year you're tracking to be about $900,000, maybe $1 million.
Yes.
Okay. Nice.
I mean, right now I manage and take care of 62 different locations for them, and we may add like another 10 to 20 or 30, not knowing exactly how they may want to package things yet.
Okay, so would you be like helping them deliver mail
I'm one of their vendors that they use to do the snow removal at the post office and distribution centers.
Okay.
So, and it's guaranteed money. If it doesn't snow, I get that set amount of money. If we get blizzards like we've had the past several years, I still get that set amount of money, but it's guaranteed.
Nice. That's a good deal you got there.
It is. I like it.
What do you do for the rest of the year? Do you just, you know, relax?
Well,
basically,
there is a lot of that going on. I like to play golf.
I'm jealous.
I like to play golf. I like car shows, and I have a show car, so I take the car around to different shows.
Nice. Jealous. Okay.
I'm not jealous of that. Are you in California?
I am.
Around L.A.?
I'm in San Diego.
Oh, not so bad there. I mean, my sister is just outside of L.A. In the past couple of days, the temperature's been over 100 there, and I know that is just nasty.
Yeah. No, it's good when you're, like, you know, outside in the beach or something like that, but inside the house is terrible.
Yeah?
Yeah. But today is actually kind of muggy and cloudy, which is kind of weird. The last 2 days has been so sunny, it's, you know, scorching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So how much are you looking for? Is it just to cash flow while you wait for the season to start?
Well, it's not only that, but I'm going to buy additional equipment and infrastructure that I need for the upcoming season. I'm looking for $250,000.
Okay. Sure. Okay, and then how much of that is for equipment?
I can't say exactly for sure. A good deal of the money is going to go to subcontractors that I have arrangements with, and we form agreements, if you will, regarding the equipment and the materials on how we're going to manpower and put the equipment and supply the materials to the different sites that they ultimately take care of for me, as well as the sites that I do with in-house.
Okay.
So the money's going to go to different places.
All right. Okay. And the type of equipment, would it be just other, like, snow machines or
yes,
things like that?
There are these large plows that you call containment plows. We will be buying most likely some of those. We'll be buying snow blowers and sidewalk snow removal equipment, but we will also possibly be buying or putting on a lease some larger loader type equipment.
Okay.
But we're also going to be building some salt storage sheds on some of these post office properties.
Okay. To kind of just keep some of the equipment there?
Well, not so much the equipment, but to protect the salt that we use for putting down the snow and the ice, to protect the salt year-round from the rain, so that once you get a lot of rain on salt, it'll just turn it into, like, concrete. So we want to keep it, you know, loose, so it'll spread easily in the machines.
Okay. Obviously, we don't get any snow here, so I don't really know the process too much.
Not in San Diego, you don't, I know.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. And then how would you rate your credit? Are you, a U.S. average amount, like 680 or above that, or are you lower than that?
When I looked last week, my own personal FICO score, I think, was 688.
688, okay. So right about the national average, maybe a little above?
I don't know. I have no idea what the national average is.
Okay, sounds good. So, for the the containment plows, snow blowers, snow removal equipment, when would you need those by?
Well,
how long does it normally take? For the equipment to get to your business, the transportation time.
You mean ordered the equipment, how long would it take to get it?
Yeah, basically.
Generally a couple weeks.
Okay. And then when would you pull the trigger on bringing these equipment on?
It might not. It probably wouldn't be for several months yet, but I need to I line up these agreements and arrangements with my subcontractors, and some of the money will go to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the agreement that I have with them is they ultimately buy the stuff, but I end up fronting the money for them to get it.
Oh,
because I don't want to be the one responsible for maintaining it or the liability with it if they're going to be using it. So I basically front the money to them, and then they take care of the work during the winter.
I see.
And they kind of buy out the equipment as we go along over the years.
Okay. I kind of understand it now then. Okay. Basically, what happens is you give the money for them to buy the equipment so that you don't have to have the liability of maintaining it, owning it, having the guarantee on it, basically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, it does stay mine, basically, until they end up completely paying for it. But so many contractors, such as myself, we don't have a lot of money, but they're good contractors to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do what I can to keep them as one of my good contractors. So if I can end up being the one to come up with the money to do what we need to do, it just relieves the burden from everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I get it now. Okay, so, and the reason why I'm asking all this is just so I can get you qualified for the largest amount possible. So based on your gross annual sales of, around that, we can free up about 10 to 15%, maybe a little bit more, hopefully, as the cash. So we can free up about, this is an estimate, about 80K to 120K on the high range for you.
Okay.
And then you can use that money for, whatever it is that you need.
And what kind of terms are we talking about?
Our terms, have you had a working capital before?
I had a line of credit with my bank.
Okay.
And I haven't been real happy with them lately, so that's why I'm out searching elsewhere.
Right, okay. Do you still have that line with them, or are they kind of on it? Or
No. It's supposed to be paid by August 1. And actually, I just took $5,000. It's only a $50,000 credit line, but I took $5,000 out of it this morning. It had been paid down to zero coming out of the winter, but I took $5,000 out this morning just to pay some monthly bills. So, I have $5,000 that I owe on a credit line. That is it.
Oh, okay, not too bad. So the terms that we have here for working capital is it ranges from 3 months to 3 years, and anything in between that. And then what we do is basically we qualify you for the largest amount possible and the longest term possible, and then we work backwards to see which one's going to work out the best for you, which program, what terms, what length, what price, things like that. And then what we do is once we, agree on something, we deposit the money straight into your account. And then from that same account, we do an automatic ACH of either a daily, weekly, or monthly payment. Yep.
Okay.
So that's how working capital works.
And what about interest rate?
Interest is going to depend on, what program we end up choosing. So what we do is, like I said, we qualify you for the largest amount possible, the longest term possible. We work backwards. And then, the longer it's kind of like a car loan, the longer you take a loan out and the longer you take a loan out, the more interest you're going to end up paying back in total. And the shorter, obviously, you pay less. In total. But we can go into all that once we get hard numbers and we can work with it.
Okay. Now, there is no prepayment penalty, early prepayment penalty, is there?
No. Actually, you get a discount. And the
discount
ranges, I think, from what I've seen, like 20, 25% discount.
Okay. Because, I will end up paying this off during this upcoming winter, the total amount.
Okay.
What might be easiest for me to get to the winter is if I could have an amortization over a 3-year period.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
And
so basically,
so my payments are lower.
Yeah.
To make it easier for me to get to December when I start having my money roll in from the post office.
I can see what we can do on that aspect of it. But usually what we have is it's a set payment, and it's a fixed cost. But what we can do is, since it's a little bit, slower right now, obviously you don't have much work during the summertime. I can see what we can do to work around that. But usually what we do is, once we deposit amount into your account is when we start doing the debit out of it.
And that's fine. I'm just saying you'll end up taking less if we look at a 3-year term for the whole period for the total amount of the loan, so that I'm not paying as much per month, and then I will end up paying it off during the wintertime.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And then, at that point, I will have established myself with you guys, and it'll maybe make it easier, like if I want to, if we want to go through this process again next year.
Of course. So the good thing is, after we choose a term for you, and then if you pay it back early, like you said, in December, after the winter time, you get the prepayment discount. And if you need more, we can actually do the renewal process for you. And then since you have a history of good pay pre good payment, you get a better term and longer rates and stuff like that too.
Well, that's what I want to do. I want to build a relationship with a finance company. I thought I'd built one over the past 2 years with my bank, and now they're talking crazy to me. So,
What's going on, if you don't mind me asking?
no,
I
I
know
don't
banks are
mind.
crazy.
Well, it's a very conservative bank for one thing, and I knew the owner, the president, CEO of the bank, and I asked him 2 years ago for some funding on my accounts receivables as I was going through the winter so I could get my subs paid to keep them happy so they didn't have to wait on the funds coming in from my customers. So they loaned me $100,000 for 5 months, and I ended up paying that off in, I don't know, 3.5, 4 months. Then later last year, we opened up a $50,000 credit line, and I paid that off during this past winter and a couple months early. And now we've been talking about a bigger, larger credit line, yet they don't like now how I'm using the money. So
Do you
they're
have to
saying,
report to them what you're using the money for?
well, I tell them what I'm going to be using it for, and they don't like the idea. So even though I've borrowed money twice from them, $100,000 and $50,000, paid both back early. Now they don't want to give me more money because they don't like the way that I'm using the money.
Oh, that's crazy.
Well, that's what I think.
You should be able to use what your money for whatever you want to,
Well, I kind of feel that way, especially seeing how I've proven to them that they're getting their money back.
You have a good
Not
payback
only
history
on
and you're
time, but
growing too.
early. But anyway, that's my story.
Well,
So
what are relationships?
that's why I'm looking for a better business financial partner.
We're a relationship-based bank too, so once we establish a relationship, you basically you get better, you get a better programs and everything like that.
Right.
And the good thing is, after you apply with us and you get the term, let's just say for example you're this is an example. Let's just say your loan was like 6 months, and then 3 months in, you decide that you want more money. We don't run your credit again, and all we need is just updated bank statements from you, and we can get you more money. And that's how easy it is. And you can get the money into your account in like 48 hours.
Okay. All right. What do you need from me now?
So all I need is a one-page application, which I'll send over to you. 6 most recent months of bank statements, so that would be from December to May. Oh wait, actually, since you're seasonal, I'll need 12 months so we can see the seasonality of your business. So I'll need
Okay.
12 months of your bank statement and then most recent tax return. Do you already have 2015's done?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. So I just need that, and then those are the three things I need.
Okay.
Okay.
Will you spell that out in your email for me?
And I'm just going to confirm I have Snow Pros with a Z
Yes.
51 at AOL.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and send this over to you. And then do you know when you might be able to get everything to me?
Possibly today.
Okay, perfect. So I'll look out.
Can I
Go ahead.
fax back to you?
Yeah, you can fax it. I'll have my fax number on my email too, so you can fax it. And just make sure to put like a cover sheet or anything on your, maybe just write on your thing to
Okay.
attention
No,
to me.
I can provide a fax cover. I'll either fax it or take it up. I'm terrible at scanning an email, so you may end up getting it from a print shop.
Okay, whatever is
It's
easiest for you.
easier for me to go there sometimes and have them just scan an email and send.
Yeah, exactly. And they won't miss any pages or anything like that. So that'd be
Hopefully.
good. I
If summer
had
missed,
someone
all
that
you gotta
mailed
do
it
is,
to me one time.
if summer missed, you just can call me and I will, fax his individual pages to you then.
Okay, sounds good. All
So
right,
how,
well,
if I get it all to you today though, how long is your process going to take?
The fastest is a day, 24 hours. The longest, 48, 72 hours at most.
Okay, so then once, if we do come to an agreement, how long after that before I mean, for me to sign whatever papers and you to fund my account?
Sure. So once you say good, yes to the terms, you sign the contract, the funds will be deposited into your account in 24 hours.
So to go through that, me signing, will that be by FedEx or something like that, overnight mail?
We can send it over in email form, and then all you do is just print it out and then just sign it, and then you can scan it back or fax it back.
And that's fine with you. You don't have to have the original.
No, we don't have to have the original. We're easy.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'll look out for it, and then I'll give you a call and let you know once I get everything that I have everything, and then I will get you an update.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
All
Bye.
right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.